My chalice you will indeed drink. So much of this Lent, we discuss what's called the active purifications. We're trying to purify our souls of disordered self-love and attachment to the things of this world by our prayers, by our fasting, and by our almsgiving. But because the disorder within us is so deeply rooted, we can't accomplish this purification entirely. And that's why God needs to intervene with what are called the passive purifications. That is, purifications sent by God and more or less received on our part. And that's what our Lord is getting at here when he says, "My chalice you will indeed drink." This is the chalice of his sufferings that he, in the Garden of Gethsemane, asked, if it be possible, pass him by. But our Lord drank the chalice of suffering to the full, and he permits those souls whom he loves to drink from it as well. And as Padre Pio says, those whom he loves more get a greater portion. So we know that Our Lady received the greatest portion because God loves her most. And so she drank most fully from the chalice of Christ's sufferings, and for this reason also sits at the right hand of her Son. We see these two seats at the right and the left being asked by the sons of Zebedee, and it is prepared by the Father for it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father, corresponding directly to those who die with greatest love, and that oftentimes corresponds with those who have the greatest portion of the chalice of Christ's sufferings. And so that's the case with Our Lady, and to varying degrees, it is the case with all of the other saints, including James and John, and right down the line of the canonized saints. And it will be so also for us, right? If we are faithful followers of our Lord, he will permit us in his goodness to drink from his chalice of suffering in one way or another, so as to prepare us, to purify us, to take those places in his kingdom that our Heavenly Father is preparing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.